Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on meeting Wonder Woman. And welcome to track 4, The Laws of Attracting. And yes, it is a play on words with the law of attraction. Because you know I'm old school, not about the new age teachers of these topics, but the new thought movement, the old school teachers, who deeply understood that your reality is created by your ability to operate the laws, to put your mind in the right place, to get yourself into the right energy, to take your best actions. And that's what we're doing here in the Laws of Attracting Wonder Woman. We're covering the principles, the old school principles of what does it take to attract Wonder Woman. Attraction hasn't changed. This isn't some new series of ideas. For eons, us humans have been pairing up and mating and attracting each other. And when you understand the laws of attracting, and you can put them to work, how can you not meet and attract and bring into your life your Wonder Woman? And that's what we're talking about in this track. 5 principles of attracting. The laws of attracting. That if you can deeply integrate into your super game, you'll be unstoppable at attracting your Wonder Woman. In track 1, cutting to the chase, we said, what matters more than anything is you must be approaching women. But of course, approaching tons of women in the completely wrong ways is like driving a car into a wall over and over and over again. So as we talked about in the last track, the system for meeting Wonder Woman, mastery at any game comes back to systematic methods that enable you to drive top process and top results and to keep continuously improving over time. Also in cutting to the chase, what did we say 2nd? That you must be approaching a lot of women, and you must be approaching them as a desirable man. 3rd, to learn to have a conversation with her like she's just a person. Even that goddess over there, that Wonder Woman over there, is just a human. And her body and mind functions exactly the same way as every other human that has ever walked the planet. So when you understand the laws of attracting, it's easy for you to talk to her in a normal, natural way, to show up as a desirable man, which of course makes it easy for you to just keep approaching tons of women. In my system for doing what you want, step 2 is getting it. Getting it is the intelligence behind the system. See, in the world of personal development, you hear a lot of hacks like, you just gotta hustle. You just gotta really go for it. You just gotta want it more. Just get in touch with your why. Does Tom Brady win because he's going for it? Because he's hustling? Because he's in touch with his why? No, Tom Brady wins because he's better than anyone else playing the game. And playing your best game comes down to getting it. It's all about the intelligence inside your system. It's one thing to have a system for meeting Wonder Woman. It's one thing to have a system for doing what you want. But inside this system, you want the absolute best intelligence for what it takes to drive what you truly want. These are the principles of attracting. No matter who she is, that goddess that you're targeting, the Wonder Woman you have in your crosshairs, she's attracted to certain things and turned off by others. What are they? How do you quickly create attraction? And how do you quickly destroy attraction? Well, I guarantee you, I absolutely guarantee you, that no matter how beautiful, sexy, hot, wonder, whatever word you use, she doesn't believe it. Rich and successful people often never feel it. Good-looking men often don't recognize it. And some of the most beautiful women you will ever see will never believe it. So if you walk up to them telling them how beautiful they are, you're already done. She doesn't believe you. And you're done in your own mind because now you put her on a pedestal. Why? Because she looks better than average? Or maybe it's not about looks for you because she's more wonderful than average? Is she? When you put her on a pedestal, you're already supplicating. You're already down on your knees like Oliver Twist with your bowl. Sir, can I have some more, please? In the world of pickup, you hear ideas like beauty is a shit test. If you fall for it, you're getting flushed out. See, attraction is a funny thing like this. The things that our society tends to install in us that we think drive attraction fail. Rich, good-looking, successful. Yes, of course, there are benefits that come from being able to play this type of game. But it's not the game. As I think Tyler from RSD says, a caveman doesn't know what he looks like. So what makes him attractive? What are the laws of attracting that worked for the caveman that work for you today? The caveman that understood the laws of attracting survived and replicated. And you're here because he did. And when you're able to integrate these laws of attracting into your super game, you'll do a whole lot more than survive and replicate. You'll be approaching a lot more women, doing it as a more and more desirable man, talking to them in a way that's naturally attracting.